Cleanses and detoxes are very popular right now, fueled by their promise of fixing all that ails you. Dr. Alejandro Younger is a cardiologist who is also the founder of a detox program called Clean. He joins me from Los Angeles, California, to talk about why we should detox and how for this winter edition of Last Chance Foods. Welcome, Dr. Younger.
Thank you.
Listeners, full disclosure, I have done the 21-day Clean program. I had a positive experience. Dr. Younger, let's start with the benefits of detoxing. Doing a cleanse can be very difficult. Why do it? What are the benefits of doing it?
Well, our bodies are born with cleansing and detoxification system in place. And these are working constantly to sustain life. Cleansing and detox programs is when somebody creates the conditions for these systems and organs to work harmoniously and efficiently. Now, basically what this does, it restores your body's natural ability to heal itself.
What symptoms would cause you to look to a cleanse for a solution with your patients?
The symptoms really vary enormously according to the individuals. But in general, what we see is that people get tired, people get bloated, people get what I call puffy by retaining so much mucus and water.
I spoke with Samantha Heller, a registered dietitian based in Connecticut. She doesn't believe in doing cleanses.
Anytime you shift to a healthier diet, you will feel better. So it's not necessarily the cleansing and the detoxing part of it, which doesn't actually happen. It's the dietary shift. Our bodies detox every second of every day. Our bodies are brilliant at it.
To a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So a dietary specialist or a dietitian would talk and see only the benefits of the diet shift itself. But in most cases, I see that that stems out of the ignorance of what the cleansing and detoxification systems are, and the fact that we can alter the conditions. We can make them worse, or we can make them better for those organs and systems to work.
When I talk about cleansing, the biggest pushback that I get is that it's a racket. Samantha Heller feels the same way. She thinks most cleanses on the market, including yours, are more about selling supplements than they are about promoting good eating habits. Let's listen in.
Cleanses in general, people spend so much money. Some of them, this one in particular, I saw one of the starter programs was $425. You would be so much better off spending that money, joining a gym, buying fresh vegetables, buying some beans, buying some cookbooks, maybe even seeing a registered dietitian to help you create a healthy lifestyle plan. And you would still have money left over.
I can tell you that $425 for the Clean program provides breakfast and dinner with high quality absorbable nutrients. So we give you a shake for breakfast and a shake for dinner. The only thing that you have to provide for yourself for the 21 days is your lunch. Now, if you compare the price of breakfast and dinner for 21 days, I don't know if you're not saving money at the end of the 21 days.
I also want to add that I felt that your program made it very, very clear that these supplements were optional and that you can follow the Clean program, which is what I did, without buying the additional supplements. So,
well, see, I wrote a book that does not try to sell any products at all. It gives you the recipes on how to prepare your foods and where to buy your foods and how to buy your foods. Now, the reason I came up with products was not because I wanted to sell something. It was because I had so many patients that didn't have the time to go and buy their foods and choose the right vegetables and fruits and juice them, and they just did not have the time to do it.
Dr. Alejandro Younger is a cardiologist based in Los Angeles and a practitioner of integrative medicine. He's also the founder of the Clean program. For more information about detoxes, go to our website, WNYC.org. And I blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.